Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Ted! Oh, it's the verified champ himself.
That's Steve right. Mix.
It's the goal scoring on their way to the playoffs. Soon to be champ himself.
Let's go!
Ted Smith. Couple winners in this room right now.
We are, man. We are winners. It's all we do, Steve.
All we do. Win, win, win.
Win, win, win.
All we do.
Callum made that song about your wrestling career and my public career.
It's absolutely true. So I don't know if people are realizing this when they're listening to this right now. They're listening to winners. Therefore, by default, you all are winners.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, this is what this podcast is about.
Right. Not any of those other podcasts you might listen to, which really, at the end of the day, you're a loser for listening to.
Well, losers.
Except for the podcast, of course.
Sure, yeah. Those guys are winners. Oh, we had an angry email last night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What about? I mean, I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, we were talking about Aaron Rodgers last week.
And Kyle, how dare you.
Joking around calling him Karen Rodgers. And we weren't even, I was like, look, I'm vaxxed or whatever. I said, I was just annoyed that he just come out and be honest about it was our whole point.
Right.
But this guy was like, oh, I'm done listening to KSW. Gosh. No more live. I was like, first of all, you don't have to write off the whole station.
You got the jab. Y'all got the jab.
Yeah,
I'm like, not listening.
I was like, look, I'm not saying he has to be vaxxed or not. I was just annoyed how defensive he was.
I raw dog air. I'm not listening to you guys anymore.
And you can have fun. Karen Rodgers is
funny. It's a funny thing. Dude,
it's not as good as Throw Rogan.
That's a good one, too. Well, yeah, big weekend, though, Ted. Big
winner. Came out. Saw you wrestle.
Yes. Thank you for coming.
Friday night.
Made my night. I get a text from Ted. I never bug people to I'll tell people when I'm wrestling, hey, if you can make it out, cool. But I'll never out and out be like, will you come to my match?
Yeah.
I'm the worst at that kind of stuff. So when you texted me and you're like, hey, I'm thinking about coming, I'm like, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I got your tickets taken care of. I'll get this. I'll get that.
Yeah.
Because I was just so pumped. And that's the first time you got to see me wrestle since I first started.
Correct.
So you haven't seen me as a bad guy. As a jerk.
So people need to understand, right? And again, I'm not the biggest wrestling fan, but Steve Miggs is a very nice, kind person, empathy for his fellow humans, this and that, right? There's a reason we're very, very good friends.
Yes.
But I love that your character is the opposite. You're just a piece of crap.
I'm everything that I hate about radio personalities.
Yeah, and you cheat, and you talk S to people. At first we were cheering for you, and then we were like, screw it, F him.
We
were in the back starting chance.
I don't know, I see Ted after the match. I go over there with Hugh and Barnes and Keith and Joe, the whole crew, and you're all like, sorry, we ended up flipping you off and cursing you out during that. I'm like, yes!
I know!
If I can make my own friends hate me, that means I'm doing my job even better than I thought.
Yeah, because when it started, we were actually cheering for you, but then I was like, no, these people are right, man. F Migs.
I know! I'm an inexcusable jerk.
Yeah, I know. That came together good. I hit up Barnes, any interest watching wrestling? He's like, sure. So it's at Hail's Ale at the...
The Palladium at
Palladium.
Hail's Ale.
I don't know why I can't say Palladium. I can't figure out...
Palladium?
I know. It's at the thing. So when I'm showing up, first of all, what did I do after work? Was there a game?
You were watching Mexico soccer, right?
All right. I was watching USA versus Mexico, right? So I'm all fired up, having a couple beers at the house. Might have smoked a massive bowl.
Yes.
Hop in the Uber, take the craziest route to Hail's Ales. We're cutting through all these neighborhoods and stuff to the point where we're not talking. And then finally we pull up, and you're kind of sitting there, just kind of zoned
what
out.
What is this guy doing?
Are we going the right way? Then we get there and I pull down my mask. I go, oh, we made it. I didn't think we were. And he just starts laughing. He's like, yeah, that was a weird route.
Yeah, because it's Boward Fremont. So it's not,
yeah, it's Freelard, right?
Yeah. It's in between. It's kind of a weird spot.
So then as I'm getting out of the car, I'm like, Barnes will be here, but I hope I know somebody else. There's cool Keith sitting out front, and I'm like, what's up, dude? He's like, oh, Barnes said you're coming, so Joe and I are here. And I was like, nice. And then our other buddy Ron lives in Florida now. I hadn't seen him in 2.5 years.
And he was there.
He was there.
That's hilarious.
So we had a couple beers. We were getting fired up, and then it was like, all right, we got to go in, because the five of us will sit here BSing in the bar.
Which I would have not been very disappointed or surprised if you said, we're here. We just never made it out of the actual brewery part, which is around the corner of the actual Palladium, which also serves beer.
Right, but I was like, we're this close. I know we're having fun. We can talk in there.
We could do all, it's not like it's a loud concert. There's no loud music going on. It's just men and women pretend beating each other up.
Yeah, but no, it was great. And I forget, those, I don't watch WWE, but those local events, man, there's so much crowd participation. No,
they're sweating. They are sweating. It's,
yeah, right? It's just fun. And then to see your buddy, like, you doing that stuff, I was like, man, this is freaking awesome.
Dude, it's the best. That's what I always tell people. I'm like, you do not have to be a wrestling fan to enjoy independent wrestling. It's not that. It's going somewhere fun where you're encouraged to curse out and scream at least one or two people that are inside of that ring during the night. Like, that's one of the few places. You can't go to a play like that. You can't go to a movie.
No.
Some sporting events, you can't even get away with saying the stuff. You couldn't start a chant like F, Tom Brady.
If you were doing that at a game, right, I'd be like, no. Like, you can't be chanting the F word.
Right. The ushers are going to tell us to leave. We're going to get kicked out. Whereas here, it's like the ushers and the security are also chanting F Steve Miggs.
Yeah, and it was a great setup, man. Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, you know me. I post up in the back, but I mean, yeah, I was drinking they have the little card thing. It was simple to get a beer. The lines weren't long. I was like, this is great.
People are in good spirits. I think it's something about being able to be primal and curse other people out, and it's okay.
Yeah.
That puts you in a much more jovial mood, if that makes sense. Because even the guy that was like in the front row who hated me dead during the match, cursing me out, screaming at me, gesturing things at me. And I, of course, kept feeding into it.
Yeah.
And once I won, I'm in his face and he's yelling at me. And I'm like, I saw him as he was leaving. And he comes over and shakes my hand. He's like, hey, man, I had a lot of fun yelling at you. I'm like, perfect. That's so great. But everyone was really cool, man. And the next one with SOS Pro Wrestling is January 7th, sosprowrestling.com. And I believe I'm going to be wrestling at that one. I assume so. I've got to avenge the two brothers that decided to come at me during a singles match.
Yeah, well,
the Cook brothers.
I was talking to this girl outside, right? She was like, it's island theme. And I'm like, you don't have an island theme. She's like, no, it's a Hawaiian shirt, just black and white. And then I was like, well, this hat is European. I'm doing like a, I'm in England, still an island. And she's like, you're an idiot.
I do love that people do. They put it on the flyer. It says island attire
encouraged.
Yeah. And a good number of people show up in Hawaiian shirts, which I think it's just hilarious that we have a room full of people in Hawaiian shirts watching men and women wrestle in a ring.
Yeah. And it was cool to meet the guy that like did your entrance song and stuff.
Malik.
Yeah.
Oh, Malik's the man. He's also the ring announcer, which is funny because they were jokingly, our buddy Cody used to work at the end and does the live commentary. And he's just like, the ring announcer seems to know every word of Steve's entrance song. Well, yeah, because he wrote and recorded it for me. It was great.
Yeah, dude. It was great to see Cody, saw Cajun, saw a bunch of people. So, yeah, no, great event.
Good people there, good crowd. It was awesome, though, when I was walking over to find you. Because honestly, until I got in the back after the match, I just assumed you hadn't made it. You know, because I didn't know. And I'm like, he's probably still on his way. He's watching soccer. I'm sure he's drunk. Maybe he'll make it at the end of the night, or I'll just meet him somewhere for a drink.
Yeah.
You know, like that was my mentality. I'm like, he might be there, he might not. So then I beeline straight to you, but when I'm heading to you, there's like a group of like five or six girls and a couple dudes all in a group, and they all like jaw dropped as I walked by. And I'm like, the hell is that all about? Like that was weird. And I was like, am I bleeding? Like, what's going on? And I go over there, and then one of the guys I happen to know, and he comes over to me, it's got Murph, and he's just like, hey, all my friends, these girls, they want to meet you and take a picture with you. They were really excited when you walked by. And I'm like, this is so weird. They had no idea what I do for a living.
Yeah.
Like, this was solely because of what I did in the ring. And they're all, like, taking selfies and high-fiving. And we've never been to wrestling before. This is it. So to me, like, to them, I'm like a WWE wrestler. Like, they have no idea that I'm just some local schmo that's just doing this for fun. And taking all these pictures. And then one of them's just like, we got to be honest. We were flipping you off during the match, but we secretly really did like you. And I'm like, it's cool.
Well, that was yelling at you. Like, right, if you listen to KSW, right, or you listen to this podcast, like, you know who Steve and I are. But, like, at the wrestling.
If you don't, that's very random that you've ended up on this podcast.
Yeah, well, they're a winner.
Yes, that's true.
But people need to understand at this event,
winners and
Miggs is just Miggs the wrestler. Like, yeah. I'm literally taking photos of people like, they're like, you're like taking selfies. Like, let me take that for you. Like, they're like, who are you? Like, I'm just Ted. I'm just the bunny.
I'm his manager,
right?
It was a great time, and I appreciate you coming out, man. That was awesome.
Well, it's wrestling, so I think I have to be your advocate.
Yes. Yes. You're very Paul Heyman-esque.
Yeah, right.
It was a wrestling promotion. It wasn't a promotion. It was an event that was hitting me up. Ended up, I wasn't able to do it. But they were like, do you think Ted would come out and like be like your manager or your opponent? I'm like, I don't know if he'd be my opponent.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Not opponent.
That's like a lot of like, that's a lot to ask of a man to try and like prep to even do a couple of things.
Right. Even try to do a bump.
I pitched to him, I'm like, how about like he's my dude? And then, like, he sneaks in and nails somebody with something. I think I could convince him to do that.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we like that idea. And then it turned out the stars weren't aligned, but one day maybe we'll be able to make that happen.
Can I hit somebody with a briefcase?
If you want to.
Yeah.
I would think you hit them with like some kind of like power move. Just pick them up and drop them.
That's not a bad call.
Yeah. I go, ah. Then slide back out, pull me over them for the pin. And so what,
I don't know why, but I'm also going to rip off my sleeve.
You have to. Rah, rah. Just the sleeves, not the whole shirt.
Not the whole shirt, just the sleeves.
I don't think I've ever seen that in a wrestling ring.
I mean, that way, you put a guy down and then rip off a shirt, and then Steve pins him. Rip off the sleeves. I lay him across his chest like an X. There it is, Steve.
Stuff him in his mouth like, remember the $1 Million Man when we were kids?
Oh, yeah.
He'd take the $100 bill and stuff it in the wrestler's mouth.
Or like the Italian dude with the sock.
Oh, Santino Marella. Yeah. With the Cobra. Oh. Or Mr. Sacco with Mick Foley.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we got lots of stuff we got to work on. We got some time. We'll make it happen. All right, let's get inspired.
TED Talks, starring D-Tech Smith.
Steve and I are talking about it. Just got to show up.
Yeah.
Your friends are doing stuff. Go see what they're doing. Now, you're right. I could have sat at home or sat in a bar or two, but it's like, well, my buddy's doing something. Go see him.
I'm not that far away from him. I should check it out.
Right. I was like, well, he's at a brewery in town.
It's like it was meant for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of was. That was a perfect setup.
Yeah. It wasn't like Everett or Bellingham.
Right. Spokane.
Hey, Ted, you want to come to Bellingham where there's a sketchy bathroom stall?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, dude. Also,
real quick, just to remind people, we won't be here next week.
No.
Enjoy your turkey day.
Absolutely.
Eat too much. Get a second piece of pie. Like, you know, it's Thanksgiving, man. It's like the one day a year where everybody's like, yeah, go ahead. Be gluttonous.
Dude, real quick.
Pour the gravy straight in your mouth.
Slather it all over your face.
Sounded aggressive.
Shout out to Bart, who listens to the MegaCast after last week's episode where we talked about the bathroom stall in Bellingham at Eagles, like VFW type place. Yeah. He says, I was listening to you guys talk about the Fraternal Order of the Eagles building between bathroom. It reminds me of this picture I attached from about 5 years ago where my buddy's parents found out that it's super cheap to drink at the Fraternal Orders of the Eagle. If you remember, that's when you could drink even cheaper. So they joined, and then they realized how rundown and how rundown that place was. But they said also, obviously, it wasn't a lot of members because they ended up becoming one of them ended up becoming the president at some point, and they had their membership for about 4 months before they even became president.
Dude, all right. So number one, I still want to join the American Legion because I'm a son of a Legionnaire.
Yes.
So I can join. And it's like, right, cheap drinks.
Yeah.
But my friend Jamie, when they were living in Ballard, she joined some fraternal order and they were just trying to get women in. So same thing. After like 3 months, they're like, okay, you're on the board now.
You're
like,
the president?
Like, we need to get women in here.
Dude, we were talking as the donkeys.
Just for members. Not like the old dudes are trying to hit on anybody. They're just like, we need women members.
Right, right. Or say no different if like someone in their 20s came. They'd probably be like, we need more young people here.
And if
like,
it's a
everyone's 70.
Right. And like if it's a fraternal order, like I want to sit there at the Legion with the old dudes and eat like fried bologna sandwiches on Fridays.
This is obviously before having a kid and being married. Like this was we flirted with the idea of the donkeys of joining like an Eagles.
Yeah, or the Elks.
Right. We thought the Eagles because right next to the rink in Spokane, there was an Eagles play like hall. Like
where, oh yeah,
like, all the Fraternal Order of Eagles, and it had like their own parking lot. We're like, this would make it a lot easier to park our bus, and we'd be able to like go there. They had some drinks for cheap. Like we just, it was solely because of the Spokane.
Because of the classic.
But it was like, then we started thinking about it, I'm like, how cool would it be? Like we just meet up every once in a while at the hall and just go have drinks with them. And I'm like, there's something really cool about like hanging out with somebody that's 60, 70 years old and like, just soaking in the wisdom.
Yeah. And listening to the stories.
Right. I mean, maybe it's not stuff that you are going to make you a better person. Maybe it's stuff to teach you how not to be like that person. Like, you never know what kind of wisdom you're going to get from them.
Yeah, I'm with you. I could, especially like a campfire. Like you got a granddad sitting there. I'll listen to the stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best. All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to definitely hear about what's going on in the world of Ted Soccer.
All right.
As well as other sports that's not nearly as important.
No.
When the MegaCast returns.
Ugh. Seriously. Ted. Steve. Shut the f*** up already. The MegaCast will be back.
Shh. Tonight on the Hallmark Channel, Christmas at a Christmas tree farm. He's a widower architect from the big city with perfect teeth, 20-inch biceps, and a precocious 5-year-old daughter who's sweet enough to give you a cavity. She's a former lingerie model who's unable to have a child of her own, who now works on her parents' Christmas tree farm. Will they meet and find love? What are you, a moron? It's Christmas at a Christmas tree farm, tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
Ted and Steve have been awkwardly staring at each other for the last 2 minutes. Shirtless. WTF. The Megacast is back.
I mean, Ted saw me in my tights on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
What were you saying? You're like, very... Is it Cam Newton inspired gear?
Yeah, because like you have like Carolina blue and black. I was like white Cam Newton out here.
That's right. Should have ripped it open for Superman.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been pretty badass. Yeah, it's like a you're right. It is kind of like a Carolina blue.
Yeah,
because I was like going for like a hot like the like whatever hot pink is like a hot version of blue. That way it's like more electric. But, you know, I go with the blue because of the verified checkmark crap and all that. So that's like my color scheme is always blue. Yeah, because I'm verified.
Did you hear the guy, the comedian, make that joke?
Yes. Where he called me a verified a-hole?
No. He called... Cody was like, verified, like, I don't know what he's verified about or something. And he just goes, verified D-head.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, God. That's why I was chatting him up too. I was like, that was such a good line. I go, he's one of my best friends. I go, I was awesome. Like, yes.
I heard that.
Get him.
I didn't hear much of the commentary while the match was going on because I'm just in my own world and I'm yelling at Brian Cook, who I'm beating up. And so I don't really pay attention to a lot of the commentary, but that was one part where I'm like kind of soaking in the moment and I hear. I didn't hear really Cody what he was saying, but I just heard verified D head, and I'm like, act mad.
You gotta act mad. Barnes and I are like pushing each other, like, oh man, he got him.
The best part is, so Barnes puts a tweet up saying, hey, I'm watching the verified champ, all this, and it's a picture of me or a video of me. It's very cool. I was like, kind of pumped to see that video during my entrance. And then it ends with hashtag FSM. And I didn't think about it that night. And then the next day, I'm looking at the video again. And I'm like, what the hell does FSM stand
for? Oh, F. Steve Miggs?
Dude, it took me a good 2 hours before that registered. I almost sent him a direct message or a text. I have his number. I almost sent him a text being like, hey, man, what is that? Is that like, I was thinking, is it something about Soldiers of Destiny? Because he's with his Soldiers of Destiny boys. I'm like, is this some kind of a thing that I'm missing? And I click on the hashtag and it sends me to all these things that have nothing to do with anything that would even connect me to the hashtag. I even looked online, like, you know, sometimes when people use acronyms, I'm like, I don't know what that one means. So I have to Google it. Like, signs are getting old. And so I Google that and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. I'm trying to find any reason. And then all of a sudden it dawned on me. I'm like, oh, F for F. S for Steve and M for Migs. Yep. What the people are chanting in the video. I'm an idiot.
These things happen, Steve.
Yeah, happens to the best of us.
Even winners.
Yes, even winners.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people. Great popcorn.
I was talking with one of our sponsors on Sunday night, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my cousin Pat.
Nice. All right, business for Smith Family Popcorn?
It's rolling.
Yeah, holidays are here.
Oh, yeah, man.
Man, what a great Christmas gift.
It would be a great Christmas gift. Of course, Smith Family Popcorn, you find them online and order it.
Yeah, get some. Maybe get the Tuscan Joy one.
Tuscan Joy is delicious.
That's my jam.
There
cookies
is.
And cream, is it?
The cookies and cream's real good. Yeah. I mean, look, I like all their flavors.
There was one new flavor that I kept meaning to order. I got to get on that. What the hell was it, Ted?
I don't know. For a minute in the summer, they had like a key lime pie I wanted to try, but I never got that.
Yeah, I'll have to search for it. All right, winner, let's see. Winner, please.
All right, well... Public update, we qualified for the playoffs.
Boom.
in. Our buddy Joe had another big two shutouts, which is impressive.
Who had a goal?
I did not.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, sorry. I know. But we won our first game 1-0 and then 0-0 in the second.
0-0.
Yeah, we had hardly any subs. I couldn't walk on Monday.
Dude, those are the times.
I was so sore. It's like you don't want to be that person, but there's a couple people on the team. It's like, you guys haven't shown up to a damn game.
Why'd you even join?
Oh, it was another driving rainstorm. Like, Joe and I always
That's why I didn't show up.
Oh, I know. But we always go to the pub afterwards. We watched the end of the Seahawks game, and then we were just soaking wet. Joe's like, we got to go. I was like, yeah, I know. Like, he's shivering.
See, I think, as a goalie, like, it sucks because, you know, I'm probably going to get more shots on me because there's less our skaters today. But it really sucks for the people that are not able to sub out. And you're just like, because sometimes that happened with the Donkeys. More often than not, it was Sundays after a Hawks game. Guys wouldn't show up because they're too drunk to show up. And so then you have five guys on the ice, and you have no substitutions. And by the end of the game, everybody that's not on our team has been cursed out.
Yeah, well, that and with that rainstorm, like, all your gear is just so heavy.
Yep.
And then, yeah, the second game, man, I didn't sub out. It's like a minute left in the game, and I was just like, but Max was like, all right, he's like, there's only a minute left. You can take your gear off. I was like, thank God, because I am freaking dying. But also, there's only four teams, so everybody makes the playoffs. But hey, that's what we were. After we won the first
game. We'll edit that part out.
Yeah.
We don't need to say that. We're winners.
I was like, playoff bound on three.
Yep.
Let's see. I got to mention.
Suck it. They're like, only three of you make it.
I know, right? Lewis Hamilton, I don't know how he does it. He won another race. So that title, if you're an F1 fan, this is actually the first time there's been a real title race this late in the season in a long time. Big win for USA Friday night over Mexico. And then big win. Shout out to our neighbors up north who beat Mexico last night 2-1.
Canada.
Whoa. They qualified for the World Cup, which is crazy.
Oh, could it be an America versus Canada battle? Could that happen?
I think right now it's Canada, then us, and then Mexico.
Okay.
So I think I can't remember if it's top three or top four. Probably all three of us will qualify, but I mean, they were already salty when we beat them 2-0. But to then the Canadians.
I love that you said 2-0.
It's a famous score. For some reason, when we beat Mexico, we beat them 2-0, and it's always 2-0.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I got all hockey excited, though. I'm like, could there be a battle between Canada and USA? Because those are my favorites in, like, junior hockey championships.
Dude, if we qualify for the World Cup and then play Canada, like, in a knockout round, I will lose my ass.
Me too.
Let's see. What else? Don't forget, Sounders had their playoff game coming up on Tuesday night. That's a big one if people are into that.
Who are they playing?
Should it be
Salt Lake?
Yes. Good call, Steve. I thought I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
International break, you get kind of lost. And then other than that, like, hey, listen, I've been saying this for a few weeks on a few podcasts. Seahawks aren't good.
No.
Right? And somebody yesterday was like, well, they got a lot of talent. Like, do they? Do they? Where is it on the offensive line? Is it? We got to run the ball, but we don't bulk up our O-line and we don't invest in running backs. So, I mean, look, I'm still cheering. I'm wearing my Hawks gear today. Don't worry. I'm not hopping off the train, but I think people need to be a little more realistic.
It sucks because it's just like now you're watching everyone else come back to earth a little bit. And you see, like, you know, the Cardinals lose, the Rams as well. Like,
and the NFL's just insane.
Yeah, you're like, man, there's still hope for this team. But there is no hope for this team. You know what I mean?
Like, it's bad. It's going to be a long year.
Like, oh my gosh, Russell Wilson. I forget who said this, but someone said Russell Wilson looks like the quarterback everyone thought he would be when he got drafted that low in the draft originally. You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to be like this miracle saver for a team because some of those passes were overthrown. Some of them were underthrown. He just did not look like his usual self, which I get. He's been off for a few weeks. His finger's not 100%.
Pressure. And the Packers' defense is amazing.
Really good.
Yeah, that's what people forget. I mean, they held the Chiefs to 13 points.
But some of those plays were just like, oh my, stupid penalties. Some of the ref calls were, I'm never one to bitch about the refs. Like, to my opinion, a bad call is eventually going to even out by another bad call. But that game did feel like at moments, I'm like, did the refs put money against the Seahawks on this one? Because, man, that interception sure as hell looked like he dropped the ball.
Well, all right. So we play public. We're soaking wet. We get into the bar. I literally ordered two beers, buffalo cauliflower, because we're Seattle guys.
Look at you.
And then, like, as I pick up the beer to go sit at a table, interception. I'm like, all right, Hawks are going to get going. That was wrong.
Nope. Terrible, man. Terrible. And you got to give props to the Seahawks defense, played great until the end, obviously. But at that point, it's like, man, they've been out there for the entire game.
Yeah, and if you're a football fan in Washington State, just a tough weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at least the Cougs, you lost to Oregon, who's number four, three or four in the country.
Right.
But for Washington, that was a tough way to lose.
So what's next for the Hawks?
You got the Cardinals on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe Kyler Murray won't play again, and they'll have their third-string quarterback because I think Colt McCoy's injured.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hopes, a lot of ifs.
Hey, listen, you still have NFL Sundays. Enjoy them. Have fun.
Still got the Kraken tonight. Take it on Chicago on national television on TNT, baby.
Oh, is it?
Yep, yep. So now get to watch them find a way to lose again.
They are, you know, their GM said that. Team. He said, man, we're finding ways to lose. I was like, ow, that hurts.
He's so right. We had Jonas Dunskoy on our show.
All right.
Great guy. Although his dog still hasn't followed my dog on Instagram, that was how we started the interview. I'm like, hey, man, I see.
What the?
Right. He even said he was going to talk to Bruno Dunskoy on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I've yet to see the follow, you know, because I handle Lulu's Instagram sometimes.
Okay, yeah, well, I know she was doing it for a while.
Yeah, but then she got bored. It was hurting her paws.
Yeah.
So I'm still waiting for the follow back. But besides that, real nice guy. But like, you can just tell like this team's just like, we just got to figure it out. We just got to figure out how to play a full 60 minutes, get a couple. I think they need tonight to win because there's a lot of tough games after tonight. Like Colorado's up next.
Who are we seeing next week or 2 weeks from now?
We're seeing Edmonton.
All right.
Edmonton's very good.
Yeah.
And they've got Connor McDavid, who's like just unstoppable. It's ridiculous.
Is that the American kid?
Oh, I don't know if Connor's from America.
Who's the American kid that's supposed to score all the goals this year?
Not Jack Eichel because he's injured. It could be.
Does he play for Toronto maybe?
No, Connor McDavid's Canadian.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not
There's
confused.
Some American kid. I heard Buchagross talking about him.
Man,
on Sports
I'm stumped on that one.
All right.
It's rare that there's like, you know. I mean,
it's like an American kid randomly from like Phoenix or some crap.
Yeah, I have to. Right. Yeah, thanks, man. I don't know.
You're the hockey guy.
Well, you didn't know who the Sounders were playing, and you're the soccer guy.
Fair.
Yeah. That's what happens. Winners have comebacks. Sorry.
All right. Calm down, winner.
Oh. Winners also have gas.
Was that a laugh fart?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Push it out.
Hey, speaking of the Cougars, tomorrow during Live Day,
yeah,
our presence is going to be graced by...
Don't say Butch T.
Ryan Leaf. No, I'm kidding. Oh, dude, if Butch T was there, you'd show up early.
If Butch T. Cougar was there, oh my God. I'd be there at 6 a.m.
That would be the greatest if we had the mascot for the Washington Cougars.
And he just comes out.
Washington Cougars, yeah. Hey, guys, where's Ted? Ted's not going to be until 11. Well, I've got prior engagements. And he just leaves. Takes his shirt off like he likes to do.
Drop the puck.
Still one of my favorite things is watching like some college game. Okay, it might have been the Apple Cup a few years ago, and there's a whole row of Cougs that are shirtless, just waving their shirts, and they keep panning, and then there's Butch the Cougar, and he's got his shirt off, and he's still going like this with his like fur. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen a mascot do.
So who do you have on from the Cougars?
No, it's not, it doesn't seem as exciting. Oh. Marcus Trufant.
Oh, that's a big name.
I agree. Seahawk, great. Coug, great.
He's
awesome
from Tacoma,
dude.
Right?
Tacoma's finest.
Yeah.
He's going to be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour during Live Day. So if you're on the fence and thinking about coming to Live Day, here's the incentive.
Yeah, there's still some tickets available.
And rumor has it maybe another former Seahawk will be joining us at some point during the morning as well. So it'll be a lot of fun, man.
Ooh.
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 I would pimp our guests, but I have no idea. I don't think we have any.
Oh, man. I would be so excited if you did have Butch T.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
Would he make the drive? Would you fly him out?
Fly him out? I don't know. Yeah, I got to work on that. Next Live Day, I'm going to recruit mascots.
Can college mascots accept money?
Yeah.
I mean,
you could sponsor college athletes now.
Ooh, can you sponsor a mascot?
That's a good call. I should.
Wouldn't it be great if the program gets shut down for a season because the mascot was accepting money from the alumni
right.
to show up to events?
Hey, it was a hell of a day today. I saw you out there. I saw that cartwheel.
Yep.
Here's $100.
Here you go. Can you swing by my kid's birthday party tomorrow?
Yeah.
Here's another $100.
Yeah. There'll be cake.
Lots of cake.
Right. I don't know how old you are underneath there, but if you're ever 21, we got a cake too. You'll enjoy it.
All right, so we're going to see everybody at Live Day.
Yeah, man. We're not doing a mega cast.
No mega cast.
They got to empty the thing in between.
Yeah, things are different, obviously. We're still trying to ease back into the world of life where we're around crowds.
Yeah.
And obviously, you got to show up either. I think you just have to show up with proof. Someone was asking, hey, do you guys have an app? so that we could prove that we're vaccinated? I'm like, no, I think you, or and they're like, or can we just show our card? I'm like, yeah, just showing your card's fine. A picture of your card.
That's all I'm bringing.
Yeah, I just bring it. Luckily, I have it in my phone and all, and one of my favorites.
I have it in my phone, but then also I made a copy and just laminated it,
which is smart.
I'm so proud when a bartender actually is like, ooh, and I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
Like Friday night, the bartender at Hale, she was like, oh, I should have done this. I was like, see, I've been carrying this thing laminated around for months. And nobody seems to give a crap. I'm glad somebody appreciates
it. Or you'll get the people that are like, you do know you're not supposed to laminate it.
Yeah. Well, that's why I always like, she was like, that's, I go, it's a copy. It's not the real one. She goes, that's pretty smart. I was like, I saw it on BuzzFeed.
All like, the great ideas are
I know. It's like, I can't take credit for this. I saw it on BuzzFeed. And then Frankie here from HR helped me do it.
Oh, that's right. Because we have a laminator.
Yes.
I know one time Vicky pulled out she knows how to do the lamination stuff. And she, because Danny, when he broke his foot, he was rolling around on one of those little knee scooters.
Yeah.
And just going around. And we were like, oh, look, you could get you should get a license plate, like a Kraken license plate. I wonder if they even make them for like motorcycles or bicycles.
Oh, yeah. Like and a
you
small
go
on, one.
Yeah. You go online and they have one. So what does Vicky do? She prints a picture of the license plate, cuts it out and laminates it, pokes some holes in it and puts it on his scooter.
Nice.
I was like, I respect the thriftiness of what you just did, because that was going to be a colossal waste of money for us to buy him a license plate.
Right? For like, what, a month?
If that. Right. Exactly. All right. So go Kraken.
Go Kraken.
See you at Live Day.
Yeah, man.
Seahawks are going to turn around this weekend.
There's a lot of stuff happening. We got the semifinals. If we win the first game, we're in the final on Sunday.
Nice. I'll be at Defy on Saturday night. Sold out show.
Oh, no kidding.
It's going to be crazy, dude. It's going to be crazy.
I'm going to be at the Smash Benefit at the Moore.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. For a good cause. For
yeah,
the,
it is.
For helping out Seattle musicians that don't have insurance and go through some hardships.
Yeah, they got, 12 different people performing, like 22 songs.
God, I haven't been
Dave Matthews will be there. Duff will be there. I'm nice. Leaving out a bunch of people, but.
Dave Matthews, though.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool.
Well, I'm hoping to crash into him.
Just tell him that you're the king of the castle. And he's the dirty rascal.
I'm going to show him my two-step.
Nice. And then take your ants and march on long. Right? You had the ants marching song?
Yes.
Okay, good.
All my Dave references are from
the first record.
Yeah, from like the 90s or early 2000s.
I don't even know how many records Dave Matthews has put out. Now I'm very curious. Just like, I haven't listened to a Dave Matthews record since the Crash Into Me album.
And I like Dave Matthews, don't get me wrong, but
he's still a guy I've only seen live acoustic. He performed at the Big Picture in Belltown.
Okay.
Like that little movie theater.
Yeah.
We did like end session with him.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. He was so much fun. He was drunk.
Nice.
At one point in the middle of his set, he just started rambling and talked about how he loves hamburgers. And they started yelling, I'm the Burger King. Ooh. I'm the Burger King. And I'm like, no, I'm the Burger King. No, I didn't do that. But it was like, he just seemed like a good guy. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't like a mean drunk. He was just like, I want a hamburger drunk. How many records does
he I feel like that's a pretty normal level of drunk.
Holy smokes. He put one out in 2018.
Oh, yeah. He puts out records. We just don't listen to him.
Then it was 6 years before that. He had one out. Then he had one in 2009. 2005, I remember the cover for the one Stand.
All right.
I feel like that one, I might have heard a couple songs off of that. Maybe not. And then the one before that was Busted Stuff. Nope.
Busted Stuff.
Crash, the record that we were talking about, and even the Under the Table and Dreaming record, those first two albums.
It's got to be like 97, 98.
94 and 96.
Yep, that makes sense. Because I remember getting my first, God, I'm going to sound old. I remember getting my first CD player, and I had Under the Table and Dreaming.
Dude, this guy's had 7 records out since
we're bad fans.
We're terrible fans.
We are.
Do we have homework? Do we need to listen to Dave Matthews for the rest of this week?
Right. And then you know what's going to happen. He's going to play 2 songs, and I'm going to lean over to Brad and go, I don't think I know this one.
What the hell is he playing?
Right? Like, when's he going to play the hits? Like, the hits. He's put out 7 records, jackass.
We are terrible Dave Matthews fans.
We are.
We can't go see him at the Gorge until we listen to those 7 records.
I mean, we could.
Yeah. We could just say
I'm sure we'll hear him while we're free-gaming.
We can pull it out of Aaron Rodgers and lie about it.
No? Right. We never said we haven't listened to him. We just said we're not familiar with them.
Yeah. They've been on maybe in the background. I don't know.
I don't know. Am I misleading?
I can't help how you guys interpret what I say.
Yeah.
All right. Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. Enjoy it, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. We hope to see you at Live Day tomorrow. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be fun to actually see some Rockaholics in person.
Oh, yeah.
and celebrate the 50th anniversary of KISW.
Sweaty hugs are back.
Yeah. They never left.